Every year, more than 2 million of us get a visit from a district nurse. 10,000 of them travel all over the country to wherever they are needed, from our birth to old age. They work day and night to help us through the toughest times. East Yorkshire, a rural network of pretty villages and farmland. District Nurse Michelle has lived and worked in this community for the past 10 years. Michelle works in a team that helps keep people independent and keeps them from being taken into care. A new patient has come onto the team's books. Wendy is 86 and she's having serious falls every few days. Last week, she hit her head so hard she needed 16 stitches in her ear. Her husband died 14 years ago. She's lived alone here ever since, and she wants to stay. Michelle and her colleague Suzanne have come to see if they can help her stay at home. The nurses need to explore Wendy's bungalow. 50 miles away, Bob is a former merchant naval officer who lives with his fiancée Deborah. 6 months ago, they were due to be married when Deborah contracted a mystery illness. Deborah had a rare form of pneumonia. She lost circulation in her limbs, and to save her, doctors had to amputate the fingers of her right hand and both her legs below the knee. But Deborah is determined to start walking again, with the help of prosthetic legs. At the moment, she can't go upstairs and has been sleeping on the sofa for the last 6 months. A whole team of nurses are helping Deborah to recover. Beth is one of them. The nurses have been visiting Wendy every day. As well as making changes to her bungalow, they're trying to help her walk more steadily. But they're at loggerheads over the rickety old trolley that Wendy uses to get around. Nurse Michelle is returning to see Wendy, a patient who's unsteady on her feet and has been suffering falls. Yesterday, Michelle gave Wendy a new, safer walking frame. But this morning, Michelle is greeted by the return of Wendy's rickety old trolley. 6 months after her surgery, Deborah is learning to walk with prosthetic legs. With the help of her fiancé, Bob, she's been getting used to them for a week. But although she can move around the ground floor, she hasn't been upstairs since getting ill. To make it possible, a stairlift has been installed. And today, physiotherapist Barbara has come to show her how to use it.